For believers, it's the gospel that gives us joy and strength for each day. We find that gospel, that good news, throughout the Bible, both in the New and Old Testaments. Isaiah proclaimed that gospel in the 53rd chapter of his prophecy when he said about Jesus, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Welcome to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Breidenhoff. We're glad that you've joined us. Each weekday afternoon, we come to you with gospel-centered biblical teaching. Here's our host, Pastor Wes Breidenhoff.
Well, good Monday afternoon to you. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. At the beginning of this week's programs and the beginning of today's program, I want to draw your attention again to the Gospel Talk blog. If you go online, go to gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com. You can find our blog where we have the archive of past programs. If you've missed a program, you want to listen to a program again, maybe you missed something, you want to take another listen, everything's available there for you right to the very beginning of our programs back about a year and a half ago. And also, if you want to leave a comment or a question, you can do so at the blog also. Well, this week on Gospel Talk, I'd like to begin with you going through the book of Acts. I'd like to do a little bit of a survey, you could say, of some important passages from this book. Now, so to begin with today, I'd like to read with you just a few verses from chapter 1. The book begins, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So when they met together, they asked him, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.'" You know, as Christians, we should never get tired of hearing the old, old story. We should never get bored hearing the good news, hearing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the good news about our Lord Jesus and what he has done should make us happy, should make us excited. We know about how the Lord Jesus lived a perfect life here on this earth. We know about how the Lord Jesus suffered while he was here on this earth. Many people were after him. One of his best friends turned his back on him. Judas Iscariot betrayed him. You know, they were so close. The Lord Jesus, during his suffering in the last hours of his life before he hung on the cross, he was punched and kicked. People spit at him. They mocked him. And finally, to top it all off, he was put on a cross, naked. And there he died in one of the most painful ways that we can imagine. And not only was the physical pain immense, there was also the pain of rejection by God, the wrath of God. We know the story and we know what it means for us. His suffering means that we will never have to suffer in hell. We know that the Lord Jesus was buried, and we know that he did not stay dead. He rose again on the third day. We know that story too. And we know that it's our story. We share in his victory. We know that the Lord Jesus has victory over sin, death, and the devil. And that story makes us excited because we know that it's our story. And it makes us want to tell others also. We should love to hear the old, old story. But we should also love to tell the old, old story of our Lord Jesus. But how do we do that? Well, he rose from the dead, as I mentioned ago. But then the story of our Lord Jesus keeps on going. You know, it's interesting the way this book of Acts begins. It says, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach." The book of Acts was written by Luke. And the gospel, according to Luke, is considered to be volume 1. And then the Acts of the Apostles are volume 2. You know, normally we call them the Acts of the Apostles, but based on what we read here in verse 1 of Acts, we really should call them the Acts of Jesus Christ through the Apostles. Luke's gospel is where what Jesus began to do and to teach, and the Acts of the Apostles are what Jesus continued to do and to teach through the disciples. As this story of Acts keeps on going, the Lord Jesus continues to lead his disciples, to teach them, and he teaches us too. And he also teaches them, especially in this passage that we're looking at here today, about how they're supposed to tell other people about the good news. Before he went back up into heaven, the Lord Jesus spent one last moment teaching his followers. And there are two important things that he taught before he went up into heaven. The first thing was that he reminded the disciples about a promise. He told the apostles that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And he says that this is the gift which his Father had promised. God had promised this gift in the Old Testament. He also promised the Holy Spirit through the Lord Jesus in the New Testament. In John 14, the Lord Jesus promised that when he went away, he would not leave the disciples alone. He would send the Holy Spirit. We read the words of Christ in John 14, 15 to 17. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. God the Father promised through Christ Jesus that he would send the Holy Spirit to be with them, to be with them forever. What a beautiful promise. And this baptism of the Holy Spirit is also mentioned in verse 8. Jesus says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. The Holy Spirit did come on the apostles. God kept his promise. They were baptized with the Holy Spirit. And as we go through the book of Acts, I'm going to have more to say about that. But for now, I want you to know that if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you are resting and trusting in him, you too have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Baptism with the Holy Spirit is simply when the Holy Spirit comes into you and lives in you. And the Bible tells us that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ has the Holy Spirit living in them. The Bible says, for instance, in 1 Corinthians 6, that the Holy Spirit makes his home in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit if you believe in Jesus Christ. If you haven't been baptized with the Holy Spirit, then you're not a Christian, period. All Christians have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just as the apostles did. And the Lord Jesus promised that baptism of the Holy Spirit for a good reason, because he wanted his apostles to be strong. They were going to have challenges and they were going to have difficulties ahead of them. Being a Christian would by no means be easy. There'd be lots of people who wanted to hurt them and even kill them. They were going to be persecuted. But giving them the Holy Spirit, God would give them strength to face all those difficulties. He'd help them to spread the good news. And he's also going to help us. Now, perhaps people won't kill us if we want to be Christians. Perhaps we won't be persecuted and, you know, physically beaten or anything of that nature. But there are a lot of people who will mock you and they will make a joke out of you if you are serious about serving Christ. They might even make life difficult for you. People might try to, you know, family members might try to keep you from going to church and following God's ways. But God will help you with the Holy Spirit who lives in you. He's going to help you to stay strong. He's going to help you also to be bold and winsome in spreading the good news. He's promised that the Holy Spirit will be there to make you a good witness. You see, all Christians are supposed to be witnesses for the Lord Jesus. And that started with the apostles right here in this passage in Acts 1, 4-8. Right before Christ went into heaven, the disciples asked him if this was the time when he was going to make the nation of Israel strong again. They still thought that the Lord Jesus was a political savior, that he was going to get involved in the political situation of Israel, you know, being under the Romans and everything. But he taught them that they were wrong. He told them that they shouldn't worry about times or dates. You know, that's an important point for us to understand, too. You know, recently somebody came along and said that he figured out when Jesus Christ is going to come back. He said he's going to come back in, what is it, April of 2011 or something? If you hear preachers who go on about times and dates, you know what? Friends, they're not listening to what the Lord Jesus said here. We're not supposed to worry about times and dates. We're not supposed to be sitting with a calculator trying to figure out when the Lord Jesus will come back. Instead, the Lord Jesus gave his disciples a calling. He gave them a task, and it's something that's also been given to us. Our calling is to be a witness. What does that mean? Well, being a witness for the Lord Jesus means two things. It first means that the apostles or disciples knew about all that Christ had done. They had seen and heard everything he had done and taught. And for us, that means that we're supposed to know the story of the Bible. We should be able to tell other people what the Bible says about the Lord Jesus. We didn't live on earth when he was here, but we can listen to what the Bible says. We can learn the Bible's teaching about the Savior. The second thing about being a witness is that the apostles or disciples are supposed to stand up for the good news about Christ. When they had a chance, they were supposed to let other people know that the good news about Jesus Christ is true. For us, that means we have to talk about the good news whenever we can. It means that we have to try and learn more. As Christians, we always have to be growing. Peter says that we are to be growing in grace and knowledge. That's also why it's important for you to be going to church every Sunday, to be in a biblically faithful church where the Bible is taught and preached. When we go to such a church, God uses the Bible to help us grow in what we know. God doesn't want us just to stay where we are, status quo. He wants us to know him better. He wants us to know the Bible better. And as we do that, then we can talk about the Bible with other people, wherever God gives us an open door. We can be a good witness for our Lord Jesus. The important thing to remember about being a witness is that we witness for Christ. We witness for the Lord Jesus. There's always a danger that we talk too much about ourselves. We can talk a little bit about how the Lord Jesus has changed our lives. We can talk about what he has done for us. You know, you look in the New Testament, you see the Apostle Paul doing that as well. But most of the time, he and the other apostles, they talked about Christ himself. He talked about what Christ did and what Christ said. And for us, we have to know the story of the Bible. We have to be able to tell people how and why people were created. We have to be able to tell people how and why we are sinners. We have to tell people how the Lord Jesus saves us from our sins. We have to talk about Christ first, not about ourselves. If we talk about ourselves all the time when we're so-called giving a witness, then we have to ask, who's really getting the glory here, God or us? And so the Lord Jesus wants us to be his witness. If you believe in Christ, he'll give you his Spirit so that you can do that. You might think that you can't. The Lord Jesus says you can, and he says you must. The Lord Jesus gives you his Spirit so you can do it. And don't you want to do that also because you love him, because you want to honor him in everything that you do? Going out to the ends of the earth with the good news of Jesus Christ. Here in the Fraser Valley, in Northwest Washington State, the gospel is still being proclaimed, and I hope that you'll be a part of that, that you'll continue also to be a witness for the Lord Jesus, and he will help you with his Spirit. Well, that brings us to the end of today's program. I hope that it's been helpful for you, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. Till then, may God bless.
Thanks for joining us today on Gospel Talk. Today's broadcast comes to you courtesy of the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church in Surrey. Located at 12300 92nd Avenue in Surrey, the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church worships every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. You can find out more about the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church at our website, www.maranatha-canrc.org. That website again, www.maranatha-canrc.org. If you'd like more information or you'd like to drop us a note of encouragement, you can email us at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. Again, that email address, gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. You can also call us toll-free at 1-866-288-1087. Again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. We're glad you tuned in today, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow at 2:45 right here on KARI. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff.